I've been thinking, there are just some terms that are self-defined even when they do not have a definition. Thinking helps someone circumambulate actions. All in all, thinking is defined as 1. The act or practice of one that thinks, thought. 2. A way of reasoning, judgment. So, you have a thought. The thought, in turn, begins to reason, to make judgment based upon information previously stored in your brain. Have you ever had a thought? Well, of course you have. But where did it come from? The function of thinking exists long before man came into the equation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. Thought preceded action. That does not mean the action was correct. That is, I didn't think about that before I acted. However, there was still a thought that preceded the act. It is a good practice to think before acting, but it is an even more paramount to think properly before acting, and that is where the obtaining of knowledge is paramount. Gather the facts. In Philippians 4:8, the Apostle Paul exhorted the brethren to think on these things. The thinking of an individual forms the life and actions. An individual needs to consider their own thoughts, but also the thoughts of others. Solomon gives this warning. When thou settest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently him that is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat. If thou be a man given to appetite, be not desirous of his dainties, seeing they are deceitful food. Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainties. For as he thinketh within himself, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Proverbs 23:1-3 and verse 6 and 7. Think about why you were bidden to a feast. Wicked and unrighteous thoughts are a matter of the will. Isaiah said, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Isaiah 55:7. This is similar to that which brought the flood upon the world in the days of Noah. That is, and Jehovah saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that the imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, Genesis 6:5. Thus, deceit is in the heart of them that devise evil, Proverbs 12:20. Therefore, each should bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, 2 Corinthians 10:5. Your thoughts are yours. They are not a result of some outward force or something inherited. If you have an evil and or unrighteous thought, it is because you made the choice. For from within, out of the heart of men, evil thoughts proceed. Fornications, thefts, murderers, adulterers, coveting, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, railing, pride, foolishness. All of these evil things proceed from within and defile the man. Mark 7:21-23. So, back to the Apostle Paul. What is the counter thought process from those aforementioned? Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honorable, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. The things which ye both learned and received and heard and saw in me, these things do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Philippians 4:8-9. What will dominate your thoughts today?